Oh, goody. A new toy. And just in time, too. How wonderful. I was starting to get restless. Ever since the old one had to leave, I've been so very bored. Are you going to be the cure doll? What? Too stupid to speak? Why are you only nodding your head yes or no? If you're going to be my personal servant, I'm going to need to communicate with you. It's not like you know the rules around here or anything. Did they take your tongue before you left? Oh, no, it's all right. You can put that back in your mouth. I guess I'm glad to see you have a fully working tongue. I don't understand. Can you not talk at all, or are you choosing not to speak? First one, all right. So you can't talk. Okay. You're making my ears twitch in frustration. This sucks. What good is a toy that isn't going to respond to you? I was really looking forward to training you, too. Like, have something to fill my days with? I guess I shouldn't be too surprised that someone from Tisan behaves like this. It's not like your kingdom is known for its intelligence. More so for producing some of the finest warriors and best servants. When you need to fall in line and not question things, a lack of intelligence proves valuable. That is, until you can't speak. Can you even understand what I'm saying, or is that too complicated as well? Oh, good. My doll can at least understand what it is that I'm saying. Maybe then I'll be able to actually play with you. A toy that can't be played with is absolutely worthless in my eyes. I would simply give you to one of the other servants in that case. It would be much too expensive to send you back to Tisan, and there you would be demoted, or, well, I should say, you would be hung. And if you stayed here, and I did not click with you, well, you would be demoted to a servant of a servant. And that seems to be fitting of your status and intelligence level. Too dumb to speak? Let's see how well you can really understand commands. After all, you're just staring at me blankly. Kneel. Oh, look at that. You do understand. I guess I can't call you that stupid when you know how to do tricks like this. So glad you didn't hesitate either. If you would have shown a spine, I would have gotten upset. I don't like when people don't do what I ask of them. You're not going to get in that habit, are you? Shaking your head, no. I'm going to have to put that to a test. Not right now, but when you aren't suspecting it. It's easy to be on your best behavior when you're under such watchful eyes. You need to make a good first impression. I can't tell if I enjoy or despise your silence. On one hand, having a servant that can't speak back or share thoughts is very attractive to me. You're a living doll. Something for me to pose and play with. But on the other hand, I've always enjoyed breaking my playthings. taking them apart slowly until they're nothing. Then, finally getting the option to rebuild them how I see fit. You would not understand how often emotions like embarrassment need to be trained out of dolls. You don't get to have opinions like that when you're a toy, do you? Because only your owner gets to decide what is right and wrong for you. And since you were given as a gift to the princess, which is me, and you were given as a gift to get back on my kingdom's good side, you're going to have to listen to me. I'm sure they already threatened you enough for me, so there's no reason to try to scare you, toy. Oops. Seems I've dropped my handkerchief. Why don't you pick it up? What a brilliant helper you are. Continuing to kneel as you hand over my hanky. I'm glad you didn't think twice about that. If you had even hesitated, I would have seen just how mute you really are. I am curious. Could you scream? Shaking your head, no. Don't worry. There are other ways of telling how much you enjoy it. The beating of a heart picking up. The inability to stay still. The increasing of breaths. They might be more subtle hints, but I can read them all just the same. Though I am curious to see if I could pull some bones from your lips. After all, you still have your tongue. I guess we're going to learn just what noises a doll like yourself makes, huh? Oh, don't start thinking now. It's only going to make things worse for yourself. Starting to imagine all the wicked, filthy things I could be doing to you just to get a noise to escape. I've never had a challenge quite like you, so I'm looking forward to exploring it, seeing what new ways I'll be able to break you in. I can see it in your eyes. You're already starting to scheme. A bit of a defiant glimmer as you stare at me. You're thinking you won't break. That you're going to stay strong, make your kingdom proud. And for your sake, I hope you do. Truthfully. Nothing would be more humiliating for your kingdom than to receive a courier with you in their care. Learning that their present was a failure, wasn't good enough for the princess, that would be the ultimate defeat. You are going to do what I tell you to and earn your place by my side. Like a proper servant. I mean, that's why you were sent here, wasn't it? To be my personal servant. Oh no, what a huge mistake. I totally didn't mean to spill my drink like that. I guess I'm just so damn clumsy, spilling my wine all over myself like this. It's a good thing I have a brand new servant. that is going to be able to show off some learned skills. Staining my cream linen this dark red. What a perfect first test. The fabric can't be salvaged, but that doesn't mean I should be forced to feel all sticky. I mean, I can feel the liquid dripping down my chest, over my hips, down my thighs. The fabric starts to cling to my body. It leaves very little to the imagination. You should clean it up, toy. Not with your hands. That would be too easy. Besides, it's your first time meeting me. Don't you want to make a good first impression? Show your devotion? It's such an easy way to get on my good side, doll. So that's what you're going to do. You're going to clean up my mess using only your tongue. It's such a simple task. Even you couldn't fuck it up, right?